The next and last stop is
Atlantic Avenue, Barclays Center.
Stand clear of the closing doors, please.
Welcome back to the Only Net Fans You Know podcast. I'm Peter. I'm joined by my guy Charlie, and we're back.
Yo, what is up, man? It's been a roller coaster of a summer. I can say that with confidence.
We had a lot going on, both in our personal lives and obviously as we've been seeing with the team. Just a lot of craziness going on.
Drama.
So, you want to do the elephant in the room? You wanted to attack it first.
I want to let it stew and simmer.
Let it stew and simmer. All right. So, what was your favorite pickup? Let's just get into the bullshit. Just
jump right into the deep end.
Yeah. Who was favorite pickup this off season?
Are we talking about draft or just free agents?
Well,
or trades.
Obviously, like I told you, everyone's picking Cam. I think that's kind of like a cheat code right now.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm gonna keep him off.
Ooh.
So besides Cam, because Cam's like the cheat code.
So, I think my number one, I really like Javon Carter a lot.
He just copied me.
Did I?
Or were
we just synchronized, and we know what we want from this team. So, as you know, we acquired him via trade with the Phoenix Suns. We traded Landry Shamet.
Shrabble?
Still can't pronounce his name. Good thing, because we have to do a whole nother year of misquoting his name. So, got him from Phoenix for Landry Shamet, along with the pick for De'Ron Sharp, who was our second pick in the draft, or second round pick, basically first round pick, late second round, early first round.
I didn't think this guy was that active. The big knock on him that everyone's been talking about is that he wasn't around in the finals. Like, obviously, there was some deficiency in his game, that he was unplayable in the finals. So, how's that going to help us? So, it's like, you know what? This team needed the defense, and this guy does hustle. And he's been shooting pretty well in the games that I've been watching. The preseason games have been a little wacky to me. You see, the Lakers lost the game. You know, we've been playing, you know, a little out of sorts. I think this team is going to struggle a little bit at the beginning, because we have so many like guys jumping into the team. It's a new roster, really, if you think about it.
Bro, can I please talk about Cam Thomas?
Go ahead.
Bro, I love this guy. Really.
Did you even know about him a couple months ago? No.
No, but Sean Marks knew about him. That's who knew about him.
That's what matters.
Bro, this guy is, I don't want to say it, Kyrie 2.0 maybe?
Ooh,
I don't think he's got, he's not flashy at all. He's not as flashy, he doesn't have those moves, but man, he's got a nice step back. He can score. And as we know, we're going to talk about it later, he's going to fill in a nice void, I think. I think he's really going to, as a rookie, mind you, I think he's going to have a great season.
We were talking on the phone and shit. You didn't think that he was going to get a lot of time.
But now he will, and I was hyped about it. I told you, I was like, wow, you know what? The only silver lining about this Kyrie situation is that Cam Thomas is going to get a chance. And I'm like, this guy, you know, in the preseason, I know it's the preseason, and also the summer league. He really showed what he could do. He might have a cold night every now and then. He's a rookie, so you don't know what he's going to give every night. He might make a crucial mistake, a rookie mistake. But, yeah, man, I'm so excited about this kid.
All right, so I'm going to go out. I want to ask a question about this guy, right? Do you think in the last couple of years when we're going through, like, the youth movement, do you think he would have started for us, like, straight from the draft? Like, Sean Marks and Kenny Atkinson had this thing of letting the veterans start at the beginning of the year, then the young guys kind of like earn their spot, like Ed Davis and like Jared Allen.
So we would have guys like Dinwiddie, D'Angelo Russell, and Caris LeVert. Those were pretty much guards, right, going forward at that point. Do you think he could fit in that guard rotation?
Do you think he's a better shooter than LeVert?
I don't have enough of a sample size, but just by pure...
From what we've seen, I think he is. But, you know, maybe I'm crazy.
I think he's a better pure shooter than LeVert. I think that's more of his MO than LeVert. LeVert's more crafty coming out of college, being more of a facilitator, you know, that kind of player. But he, LeVert definitely shown he can definitely score too.
Did you see what Harden said about him?
Yeah, I mean Harden loves him. He basically is.
He said he has like more, like he has like, I don't want to say more talent, quote unquote, but like he had himself like more, his games more together than Harden did coming into the league, which is kind of scary. Like, how did he fall all the way down? Is that a bull hog? Is that what like it really like scared people off? Supposedly, his in his interviews, like he was like cocky. The guy's just very confident. Like, this guy does not look scared at all, which is pretty impressive for the guy who had, you know, straight out of college.
Yeah, man. I'm very impressed. That's ballsy. I'm very impressed by the small sample size so far. Now, he hasn't played one regular season NBA game yet, mind you. But I'm excited. I think he's going to be either a really valuable trade piece moving forward, or literally the next coming of, you know, another hopefully all-star or superstar. I'm not going to say KD or Harden or Kyrie, but think about he has these guys to learn from. Maybe not Kyrie. But
maybe J.R. Smith, I would think. I could see him being J.R. Smith.
Six man? Hey, man. I don't know. But so far, so good, right? But want to get into another really low-key signing, and or re-signing for that matter, getting Bruce Brown back. That was pretty big. I think that was a very needed move. And he kind of did us a favor. You know, it was like a prove me, you know, prove it. And next year, he can make more money.
Are you surprised he's been in the starting lineup so far?
No.
In the preseason?
No, I think he's definitely deserved that role because he filled a very good role last year for us. He never extended himself too much except for the game 3 of the series against the Bucks, which he took that shot. But again, he usually hit those in the regular season again. But I still think he's a nice piece for this team. He gives them a different dimension at a guard position. Good defense, hustle.
He's playing our forward position, actually.
Oh, yeah, he's played every position pretty much except center.
Like, you know, like that's, I think the whole last year with the point, center point, like, you know, guard / power forward thing. Like, it's just, it's very interesting that I don't know how valuable he would have been to other teams. But for us, and, you know, the fans love him, right? Like, it's just the perfect fit right now for this guy.
But, you know, part of the biggest things, our biggest problems last year was giving them other teams second opportunities to score. You know, not getting the rebound, not securing the loose ball properly. You know, we would get, you know, we got these veterans now that we're very heavily, you know, we have a lot of veterans in this team. Like, you know, Paul Millsap signed with us for a $2.6 million one-year contract. We got Blake Griffin back. Blake Griffin came back. LaMarcus Aldridge came out of retirement to play with us.
He came back. I can say he came back.
So you count on these guys to, one, yes, mesh with their offense and do what they do best, which is they're scoring bigs. We all know that. They score. But we need boards. You know, how does Nick Claxton fit into that center power forward rotation? These are big things that we have to figure out throughout the season. We're going to be Kyrie short. Now we're going to have one of these other veterans pick up the slack, you know, make those right plays. And I like what the Nets did. I really did. They got good guys.
I like with talking about Claxton. There was some trade talks about him, you know, in the offseason that it was actually mentioned on a podcast. Man, I wish I remember which one it was. I feel bad not quoting them, but it was talked about, better than glue guys, that, you know, it was mentioned, and, you know, he's a Sean Marks, you know, idol, quote unquote. He has this one stat I saw that with the, when he's on, like, on the perimeter switched out on somebody, like, he just breaks the advanced stat. Like, the next player, the next, you know, NBA player is miles away down. Like, his rating is so strong. He fits perfectly in this switch defense, right?
Mm-hmm.
But when it comes down to it, like, he did seem a little nervous in the playoffs against Boston, if you remember that one game. Like, am I going to give up those minutes for Aldridge? Which Aldridge looked like a revelation for them. Like, and I think they do win the NBA Finals if Aldridge stayed on the team.
A veteran presence that can score.
Just the extra rebounder in the mid-range game. It's just, I don't know, like, people are shitting on Millsap, but, like, I like the setting of Aldridge. I think everyone agreed with Aldridge, right? I don't think too many haters were...
When he was on the court for us, he definitely showed why he can belong with this roster and mesh with this roster. So why not? Listen, the way Harden plays the game, anyone can mesh with this roster. You just need guys who can put the ball in the bucket for him. That's pretty much, more or less, what this offense needs. And to make crucial stops on the defensive end and make sure we get the boards, make sure we don't turn the ball over. And basically, that's how you play basketball. No shit, right? Easier said than done. We get that. That's as obvious as it is. So Steve Nash has to put all these players and kind of just piece this together now, because you lost a whole other dynamic with Kyrie. Who's going to be the next guy to step up and take that third scorer role? Is it Joe Harris? What do you think about Patty Mills? I mean, that was a low-key signing. I was like, you know, I don't know what he's really going to bring to the table, you know, because we got, you know, a lot of guards. And now he proves to be a pivotal part of this offense, because we don't have a point guard or guard, shooting guard, whatever you want to call it.
Well, he's going to be – I'm going to assume that he's going to run the, you know, the offense coming off the bench. Right? He's got to be the point guard. Just size alone, but you know what? This guy has, like, I don't know, just guts, balls, you know what I mean? Like, this guy's just playoff tested, and I feel very comfortable with him. People are saying, man, imagine if that's, you know, Patty Mills taking those shots instead of Harris last year.
I don't know
like
about it's, that.
Yeah, it's, the guy's clutch, man. The guy's clutch. I just think it's going to take a while for this roster to get together, because it's a lot of moving pieces in and out. Hell, like, you know, just with Kyrie, you know, a guy that returned from last year, but the roster's still in flux. We had Patty Mills is new, right? Javon Carter, Cam, Sharp. I guess Aldridge, do you count him as new?
Yeah, I mean, somewhat also, new. He only played 5 games.
And your boy Bembry, who you love?
I like him. I think he's going to be a hustle guy.
You hate him.
I don't hate... Dude, I never said I hated him.
You said you hated him.
I said, I don't see how... I said, and this is what I quote, I said, I don't see how he fits. But now, he's a small forward, good on defense, hustles.
He's small, though. He's not...
For a small forward, he's small. He's built more like a guard. And he definitely can play defense. You know, we'll see where his offense takes him. Again, he's going to probably get a lot of open looks this year. Is he going to be a Torian Prince where he just shoots bricks at that position? Or is he going to, you know, just hit his shots, come in, play 10 minutes, 12 minutes a night? Now, you may see him for almost 20. You'll see.
I don't think he's going to get 20, man. You think you're crazy.
But then you have guys like, you think he's going to play over Johnson, James Johnson? You think James Johnson's going to get more minutes than Bembry?
Well, Bembry's small, and James Johnson is a beast. He's big.
I like him. He's gritty.
But I don't know. Does gritty equal good? Like
sometimes.
Okay, this is why I don't love the move. I believe that they needed a veteran like that, though, like from Dudley.
A Jeff
like,
Green.
Like I miss Jarrett. No, Jeff Green. I was more of like a like. I don't know. I don't expect James Johnson to put up the Jeff Green numbers per se. But just the veteran to kind of, like, cool everybody down. And I trust being in that Heat locker room for, like, what, the last 100 years. Obviously, whatever the Heat are doing is always great. It's always, like, you know, there's always some good stuff going on. So to get somebody from that organization, I trust that this guy's the ultimate, like, organization guy. And he will rough somebody up if need be. So I'm cool with that.
He's what in this field we call a gamer.
It is a minimum contract. So it's like I can't really hate on the guy, but I don't know.
Can we talk about all these vet minimum contracts we got on our salary cap? I mean, that's
what are we, the Lakers?
I mean, we are old now, you know. Don't get me wrong. Lakers still are the oldest team, but we're up there. You know, KD's getting older. Harden's getting older. So we'll see how many more good years we have about them. Obviously, KD signed a huge extension with us. Harden is still yet to sign an extension.
Are you nervous about that? I'm nervous.
I'm very nervous about that, given the whole drama going on.
I wasn't nervous. I was not nervous until yesterday. Basically, I've been preaching, you know, there's no way that Kyrie would sit out. The guy's a Nets fan. The guy is going to be missing out on millions of dollars. How would he not join the team? I thought he was going to wait up to opening day then do it. But seeing, like, that live last night, like... I think it's fair to say that me and you have talked about it. We respect the move. I don't know if I was in his position. I don't know if I could pass up the millions of dollars, man. That's a lot of money he's possibly giving up. But That's a lot. He wants to win a championship. He's giving up a childhood dream.
And a shit ton of money.
Yeah, it's like, man, it sucks. Like, you respect the guy, but you want him to play. But this is one of those things that I guess is just past basketball. And you could be caught. It's very easy to be caught up and be like, fuck this guy, man. Like, come on.
He's screwing us over, right? It feels like he's screwing you over, you know? Every year it's something. We always say it. I'm like, Pete, well, this is the year. We got this. James Harden pulled hamstring. Kyrie Irving turned ankle.
Bro, you can even go back to the Pierce Garnett years.
Brooke Lopez getting hurt.
We signed Jay Lynn.
Him getting hurt.
He goes down. This is the first major signing in the Sean Marks era. He goes down. He's out for the year.
Grievous Vasquez, man. He was going to be an integral part of our team that one year.
Dinwiddie's out for the year last year. It's just like every year it's something, man. LeVert being out for the year. Breaks his leg. Like, it's crazy. Didn't Russell have a minor injury? He was out for a while too?
May have been a meniscus tear, but still, like, there was parts of it where his team couldn't really get it together, and because it was injury, you know, now it's some bullshit with Kyrie's, like, you know, I don't want to say bullshit, but
I was gonna say that's a little strong. It's there.
Strong again.
You're a fan. You know what fan stands for? Fanatic.
Frustrated. That's what he stands for. Because I'm very frustrated with this situation. Do I get why he's doing it? Yes. Do I understand why he's doing it? Absolutely. I get it. What he said in his, you know, Instagram live thing, it was a little scrambled, let's be real. But I got the message. He's standing up for what he believes in, and I'm totally for that.
That's gutsy to do that, because this guy's already, beat up in the media. So now this just, you know, takes it to another level.
It just hurts because, as a fan, you get so invested into these games and every game. You know, this guy has, in the past, not screwed us, but, you know, who takes a sabbatical? You take a sabbatical from work, you're getting fired. I take a sabbatical from work, I'm not making money.
Wasn't he having a kid, though? I'm not
Maybe.
We don't know all of that, but did it suck? And, you know, yes, it kind of sucked. Especially that we didn't know what was going on, so it looked bad at the time.
Let's be real, who it really screws up. It's the season ticket holders who bought tickets to the season thinking they'd have these three guys to watch play all year, and now one of them is not going to be able to play until a mandate lifts. So,
If it lifts.
Which would
be horrifying if it never does.
He said when the mandate is lifted, he'll play again. I don't know if the next...
Well, I watched the whole thing. He said he's going to be continuing working out and that we shouldn't worry about having him retire. That's what was said. Anything past that is, you know...
So, you don't think he's played his last game in the Nets uniform?
I don't know. What do you want to do? I was going to think to you. I was going to, text you and say, do you want to get KD trade ideas? Is that, It's crazy. He's making, about 35, just a shade under $35 million. This year.
He's not going to get extended. Cut that in half. He's not even going to get extended.
Supposedly there was a contract, you know, that was going to get him extended, and that was pulled as well. So not only are you losing half of the contract this year, the next 4 years at the max. That's gutsy, man. I do not have that guts.
I can't believe the Nets paid him for half the season.
They have to.
He said he would go to the away games, right? He agreed to go to the away games and play half the season.
Yeah.
So as long as he's willing to do it, it's the Nets saying, you know, we don't want you here to be a distraction for half the season.
It's tough, man, because, you know, what are you going to have, two sets of offenses? You know, a Kyrie offense and a non-Kyrie offense? It's better for the cohesion of the team that he just sits out for now, and I'm hoping, you know, as the Nets fan in me hopes he gets it done, and he takes the shot, and he's good to go, and, you know, I don't know what else to say, there's two people.
Kyrie's the type of player you can plug him in at any time, and he'll be effective on offense.
Do you think these guys play? These guys play all the time together.
Yeah.
How many hours do you think they spent together from last year, KD, Kyrie, the last 2 years?
Yeah,
on the court, bullshitting. They'll have the chemistry. I'm not worried about that. I'm really not. It's just is this shit actually gonna come together? And can the Nets have something nice for once?
Yeah, keep dreaming. Keep dreaming. If the trend stays the same, we're gonna get screwed every year. But listen, fingers crossed. Let's go into this season with you know, some sort of expectations that these guys right now on this roster can get it done. And I really do think this roster can get it
done. Do you want to do a prediction?
No.
I'm not going to do it.
Are you ready?
No, absolutely not. I got to see next, after maybe next week, next episode, I'll be more comfortable. Because we technically, we could still see a whole new starting lineup. Yeah. You know what I mean? Come, like, we have no idea. This whole thing is in flux. I finally thought that we were going to have a drama-free, you know, training camp and preseason. You know, they have China. Remember, like, that had that thing in China where Kyrie Irving had his hat, like, photoshopped off or some shit?
Yeah.
Like, all the stuff with Daryl Morey. It's all, that's are always in the middle of some drama, and we don't want to be there.
You know, honestly, like, when this is what we expected when we got these guys. So, we had to prepare for it. We can complain about it all we want, but this is the reality of the situation. We never had the luxury of having players like these, ever. I mean, maybe Jason Kidd.
I never
Kidd,
dreamed that KD would come to the Nets.
No one talked about Jason Kidd too much in New Jersey. You know, I mean, yeah, they had finals appearances, and they got a lot of fans. Jason Kidd got a lot of fans, but, you know, Richard Jefferson, Kenyon Martin, Vince Carter, they're not KD, Kyrie, and Harden. These guys
really, VC's up to VC in his prime.
But just
there,
think about all the how much social platforms have advanced over the years. And these guys are like prolific being bad guys. These guys are pretty much the bad guys of the NBA. Kevin Durant had his issues going from the OKC to the Warriors.
Yeah.
And Kyrie had his issues going with the LeBron led Cavaliers to a young Celtics team, now going to a Nets team and causing all the drama. And you got James Harden pretty much pushing his way out of Houston. You know,
Time out. Do you want Kyrie to come back next year?
Yes, absolutely.
I feel like, yo, I know he causes a lot of drama at times, and I know he's a nice guy, he doesn't mean it. I just feel like he's one of us, you know what I mean? And it would be so amazing as Kyrie Irving from New Jersey Nets fan, holds up the NBA trophy. You know what I mean? Like, it would just be so nice to see the hometown kid get it.
I can understand how people see him as a little hypocritical. I can understand why people criticize him for the things he do. Hell, I've criticized him for the things he does. But at the same time, he's a human. You have to respect his decision not to put something in his body that he doesn't want to put in his body. I am for the vaccine. I'm vaccinated. And
wow, that's big.
Yeah. No, I've been vaccinated, dude. You know, like, I don't want to get sick, but listen, he has his choice, and what he wants to do, he's standing by it, and I respect the hell out of it, and he's given up a lot of money to do it. This is what I would have done, because this is me, and I am selfish, and I want to see this man play basketball for my favorite team. My understanding is, you know, last year, he didn't want to speak to the media. He got fined, right? Okay. He's going to get fined anyway for not playing. It's only a portion of his salary. He had 82 games, or however many games, he can literally go up to the podium. He can, like, get questions from reporters and literally just not answer them. And just talk about mandates, injustice, all that. If he said he's not anti-vax, right? So, I understand you don't want to get the vaccine, fine. Get the vaccine and talk about it for 82 games. That's
what
I
would have
done.
It's a mandate that he has a problem with. He doesn't like that people are out of jobs.
Of course. I don't like that either. That's terrible. You're just taking away people's livelihoods. That's ridiculous. I'm sorry. I understand the severity of the pandemic. And like I said, I'm for vaccinations. But Jesus, man. How can opposing players come into these stadiums and play, and we can't even have our own guy have an exception to play? To me, that's not fair.
It's so odd to me. And I think Kyrie himself thought he was going to get an exception at some point. It's just very strange how, like, how come the players can't, like, is really Kyrie Irving, the player, is going to pass this along to someone? Like, I believe when we get back to, like, you know, the regular season and whatnot, there's going to be plenty of room between, like, the seats on the court and the players. Like, you know what I mean? They're not going to be, like, on top of each other. I'd be shocked if it was something like that.
What's going on with Andrew Wiggins? Is he not going to play this year either?
No, he's already vaccinated.
He did get vaccinated.
Yeah, he got vaccinated. So Kyrie's the only one.
So, of course.
Ben Simmons went back to his team. So, you know, we're the only ones.
I feel like we get singled out of this stuff. I feel like this was put in place so, like, fuck the Nets, right?
You listen, you know, I'm going to say something that's going to make me sound very stupid. For a little while, I thought, yo, this Kyrie guy is so smart. He's not going to let any other drama hit the team. He's going to just pretend he's not going to get vaccinated. And I thought, you know, that would be the drama of the team. It's not really drama. Mm-hmm. I thought that was like a smokescreen, but I was, dear God, was I wrong with that shit, man?
It's good to be rough, man. If they start losing games and, you know, things, the Nets don't play their potential, there's going to be a lot of heat. You know what? You know how this all gets absolved? If the Nets win. If the Nets win their games, they go into the season and the postseason with the championship in mind and they achieve those goals and they're coached right and they play together, it's all absolved. No one even thinks about Kyrie Irving. And he comes back, when he comes back, oh my God, our savior. We even got more firepower. You know what I mean? It's an even more confidence boost.
And to start it off, is going to be very tough. On Tuesday at 7:30, you're going to have the world champions, the bitch-ass Bucks. We're going to be going to Milwaukee. That's going to be our first game of the year. And then right after that, on Friday, we're going to go to Philadelphia. So straight off the top, two rough games that I'm not too happy about. But, you know, what are you going to do, right?
I don't know, man.
That's rough to start your season.
We got a good team. Just be confident. We beat the Bucks in seven games.
I can see us going 0-2 to start.
We took the Bucks in seven games with no Kyrie Irving, pretty much, and a half of James Harden.
I think like a leg of James. James Harden with one leg.
A morsel. Dude, yeah. I mean, so I'm excited.
What do you think? Okay, let's wrap this up. What do you think the first two games? What do you think would happen? You think they split? You think they win 2-0?
I think they go 2-0.
I think they're gonna go 1-1 with the possibility of going 0-2. I see this team struggling at first.
I don't.
And then they're gonna gel, and then they're gonna go up, and then we're gonna win it all.
I don't.
My wish.
I don't. We got two of the best players in the world on our team. I think, as long as we don't make too many mistakes and protect the ball. Don't understand. Other teams are also coming into the season cold too. So listen. What do you think I don't want to do this earlier prediction. I want to say starting lineup. What do you call it?
That's fair.
I was gonna say go for record, but you know what? Keep it simple.
No, that's too much for right now, man. Obviously, I'm gonna go with the same lineup that's been kind of used in the preseason so far. I'm gonna go with like Harden, KD, Harris, Brown, and Blake. I really like Blake because he could hit the occasional three. And I don't know, I just like Blake a lot.
I'm going to say something a little controversial for my starting I think it's going
to be... Time, I'm sorry to cut you off. That's not the one I would personally choose, but I think that's what Steve Nash is going to pick.
I think you're right. I really do think you're going to be right on this one. Harden, KD, Harris, Blake Griffin.
Whoa.
Nick Claxton.
Maybe. I don't think it's going to happen, but I wouldn't be shocked, though. I don't think it's
going to
happen.
I loved that lineup last year, and I'm going to love it this year. I think that's the best lineup we could put on the floor for overall effectiveness. We have three-point shooting, interior scoring, rebounding, and good switch defense. Harris is the only defender there that I feel uncomfortable with, but there's a lot of good around that to compensate for it. His shooting and the runs they can go on with that lineup, it'll be great. And listen, let's go Nets, man. Let's start this season off a little better. I don't know. I'm hyped, but Jesus.
All right, guys. So we need some help from you guys. You gotta follow us on the IG at the Only Net Fans You Know.
What else love, they have
we'll
to
follow
do?
Back.
What else they have to do, Pete?
Absolutely nothing. And obviously, if you're not following us on Twitter already, please follow us on Twitter.
Oh, okay. All
right. You could follow us. We have at OnlyNetsFansPod. Also, a little high key for anyone who's into the shoes. On October 19th, they're going to be releasing those the Brooklyn Net dunks with the new logo. With the, you know, the jersey logo with the Brooklyn logo
you
inside
had to
of
just
it.
Throw this
and
in
the
there.
Blue, yeah, I had
you
to.
Had to
I'm
this.
Buying. They could just take my money. They could just take my money.
You
they're
should
just
have
together.
A credit card that directly looks like links up to the Brooklyn Nets.
Oh, it's gotta be from Nike. But anyway, before we get into this, you gotta go. I gotta run. Have a good day. Have a good night. Have a good commute. Thanks for checking us out, and we're back.
Let's go Nets.
That was a better snap.